Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚上好。
Very glad to be with you these days.
哎，这些天能够跟你们在一起，我非常喜乐。
This year I brought my wife with me as proof that I'm actually married.
今年我带着我太太来，向你们证明我是结婚的人。
It's also good to be here ministering together with our brothers Godwin and Dave.
和孙弟兄和彭弟兄在一起侍奉主也是非常喜乐。
By God's arrangement, we find ourselves along on the same sort of line.
因为神的安排，我们发现我们的今天的主题都很相似。
Though even in David's peanut butter and jelly message, I need to bring some correction to him.
我们的下午彭弟兄他讲到这个花生酱的这个三明治，我要纠正他一点。
And he mentioned that somebody corrected him recently.
他因为提到别人有人已经纠正了他。
So even though there's a sting to it, I can correct him again.
虽然有点扎他的心，但是我还想来纠正他。
He said he heard me in a conference that I spoke at.
他说他有一次听我讲道。
And Brother Stephen spoke in the morning, and Brother Lance spoke at night, and I spoke in the afternoon.
他说江弟兄在早上讲道，然后兰培德弟兄在晚上讲，我是在下午讲。
And he said, I said that I felt like I was a sandwich.
他说我觉得我是像一个三明治一样。
Between Stephen and Lance.
在江弟兄和蓝弟兄中间。
Now he said, I said I was the American cheese.
他说我说我自己是这个美国的奶酪。
Maybe he was covering for me. I actually said I'm the bologna in the middle.
他也许他是想替我掩盖，我实际上说我是那个香肠。
Well, I hope it's not baloney tonight.
我盼望今天晚上不像那个香肠一样那样糊涂。
I'd like us to begin tonight by reading just a few verses from several different places in the scriptures.
我想我们今天晚上开始以前，我们先读几处的圣经。
Actually, I'd like to begin tonight in Isaiah chapter 44.
我们开始读以赛亚书四十四章。
And we'll just read the last verse of the chapter.
我们只是读它最后的几节。
Isaiah 44, verse 28.
以赛亚四十四章二十八节。
It is I who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he will perform all my desire. And he declares of Jerusalem, she will be built, and of the temple, your foundation will be laid.
以赛亚书四十四章二十八节，论塞鲁士说，他是我的牧人，必成就我所喜悦的，必下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。
Then a few familiar verses in Jeremiah chapter 29.
然后再翻到耶利米书二十九章
，verse 10，
第十节。
Jeremiah 29 verse 10.
耶利米书二十九章第十节。
For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord.Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我。若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Let's go over to Daniel to chapter 9.
再翻到但以理书第九章。
We read in the beginning of the chapter.
我们从这一章的开始读起。
Verses 1 through 3.
第一到第三节。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. And so I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek Him by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
但以理书第九章第一到第三节，米地亚族雅和水鲁的儿子大流士，立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满，我便禁食披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。
And then let's go back to the book of Ezra.
我们再翻到以斯拉记。
We'll read a few verses from chapter 1.
我们读第一章的几节。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent the proclamation throughout all the kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
波斯王塞鲁士元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王塞鲁士的心，使他下诏通告全国说：波斯王塞鲁士如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
Verse 5. Then the heads of the fathers' households of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites arose, even everyone whose spirit God had stirred to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord, which is in
Jerusalem.
Then we want to go to Zechariah.
然后我们再翻到,
Chapter 4.
撒加利亚书第四章。
Beginning in verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Then the angel who was speaking to me returned and roused me as a man who is awakened from sleep. And he said to me, What do you see? And I said, I see. And behold, a lampstand, all of gold, with its bowl on the top of it, and its seven lamps on it, with seven spouts belonging to each of the lamps which are on the top of it. Also two olive trees by it, one on the right side of the bowl, the other on its left.
那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。他问我说：“你看见了什么？”我说：“我看见了一个纯净的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子。” 旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。Then
I said to the angel who was speaking with me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel who was speaking to me answered and said, Do you not know what they are? And I said, No, my Lord. And then he said, This is the word of the Lord, the Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you'll become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
我问与我说话的天使说：“主啊，这是什么意思？”与我说话的天使回答我说：“你不知道这是什么意思吗？”我说：“主啊，我不知道。”他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说：不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。大山呢，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。” 他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，且人且大声欢呼说：“愿恩惠，恩惠归于这殿。”Verse
11,
十一节。
Then I said to him, What are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on its left?
我又问天使说：“这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？”Verse
14,
十四节。
Then he said, These are the two anointed ones who were standing by the Lord of the whole earth.
他说：“这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。”And
then finally, just verse 2 from Psalm 126.
然后翻到诗篇126篇。
When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为他们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我再有一点祷告。
Our Father, we come to you tonight. You're the Lord of all the earth.
父王，我们来到你的面前，你是所有全地的主。
We bow before your greatness.
我们在你伟大的面前，我们来敬畏。
We not only discover your great love.
我们不仅来发现你伟大的爱。
But your great plan for us.
你也在我们身上有何等大的旨意。
In this coming year, we want to conform to the will of God.
在要来这一年，我们愿意来磨成神的旨意。
And we know that will come with the satisfaction of your Son.
我们知道只能这样能带来你儿子的 满足。
We pray the Spirit would call deep unto deep tonight.
我们愿意这个灵能够来向深处我们的深处说话。
In our weakness, we ask for your strength.
我们在我们软弱的时候我们来求你的刚强。
Give us grace, we pray.
给我们够用的恩典我们来祷告。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.Our brother, son this morning gave us to focus upon the things that are unseen.
我们孙弟兄早晨跟我们讲到那未见之事。
And then shared with us some wonderful unseen realities.
然后给我们交通到一些我们很奇妙的一些我们看不见的一些实际。
And he exhorted us to keep our eyes on those things.
他也来鼓励我们要把我们的眼目放在那些事情上面。
Likewise, as we recount the story of God's recovery of a remnant in the Old Testament.
当我们来看旧约，神借着这些移民来为他来恢复的时候，
we must once again focus on the activities of an unseen God.
我们还要再一次的把我们的聚焦放在神所不能见的他的动作上面。
Now, when these two messages are combined, and also our brother David's on coming to a reality,
当我们把这两堂的信息放在一起，然后彭弟兄他的信息也讲到我们来回到实际当中。
Then we know that the Lord is encouraging us to focus on unseen things, because soon there will be a shaking of the things which can be seen.
因为我们的主要让我们注目到那些不能见的事情上面，因为在不久的将来就会有一个极大的震动。
Our Lord will shake not only the earth but the heavens to have His will done for the sake of His Son.
我们主他不仅要震动地，也要震动天，是为了让他儿子的旨意能成就。
And so we need to have those eyes that can discern what the Lord is doing in these days.
我们要有一个明辨的眼睛，可以看见神的手要在这个末世做什么事情。
Now, in the days of the recovery of the remnant in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面讲到神的复兴，
where Zerubbabel and Jeshua and Ezra and Nehemiah were involved,
在那里说到所罗巴伯和约书亚和有撒加利亚，
we can see a sovereign God,
我们看见一个至高的神，
working according to His purpose,
他在根据他的旨意来做工。
We find two strange things.
我们看见有两件很奇怪的事。
He was called the God of Heaven.
他被称为天上的神。
That's not his usual name in the Old Testament.
这在旧约里面并不常常被见到是他的名字。
But his name was the God of Heaven because the testimony of God had been destroyed on earth.
他人称他为天上的神，因为他在地上的见证已经被毁坏。
With the children of Israel in captivity and with the temple in Jerusalem completely destroyed, where was the testimony?
当以色列民他们在被掳的地，然后这个圣殿没有的时候，这个见证在哪里？
How can he be the God of heaven and earth?
他怎么能成在天也在地上的神呢？
He was invisible on earth.
因为他在地上是不能见的。
But those who cried out in prayer,
但是那些在祷告里向他呼求的人，
they still cried to the God of heaven.
他们还向天上的神来呼求。
And as Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar,
当但以理向尼布甲尼撒来讲的时候，
the great lesson we must all learn,
这是我们所要学的一个极大的功课。
Whether you see it or not, heaven rules.
无论你看还是不能看见，天在掌权。
Here in the story of this Old Testament recovery, we can see the hand of God moving it visibly through history.
在旧约里面的复兴，我们看见神的手在历史上一直在运动。
Do you love to see the hand of God moving?
你愿不愿意？你喜不喜喜欢看见神的手在运动
？So we read a sequence of scriptures.
我们在那里读了几处按顺序的圣经。
You're familiar with all of them.
你对这几处圣经都非常熟悉。
But let's just look at them.
我们来看一看。
In about 710 BC,
在大概公元前710年
，Isaiah wrote a most amazing prophecy.
以赛亚就写了一个那个最让人惊讶的一个预言。
God would raise up someone named Koresh, that's Cyrus in Hebrew.
神就要兴起这样的一个人，在希伯来，他的名字叫塞鲁士。
And this Cyrus, he would commission to build his house and to build Jerusalem.
这个塞鲁士，他要招人来建在耶路撒冷建神的殿。
Now Koresh was not a Hebrew name.
这个塞鲁士他不是一个你在希伯来这个语言里面找不到这样的一个名字。
I wonder if Isaiah even scratched his head as he wrote down this prophecy.
我不知道以赛亚他在写这个预言的时候，他有没有在那里使劲挠头。
And then down through time, we come to about 610 BC, almost 100 years later, where Jeremiah made an amazing prophecy.
然后在100年以后，来到公元前610年，耶利米又在那里发了一个奇妙的预言。
God says, I have a plan for you.
神说我有一个旨意给你。
But first, 70 years of exile in Babylon is your discipline.
但是你要经历在巴比伦的70年的管教。
Jeremiah died in Egypt.
耶利米在埃及死掉。
Sometime during the Babylonian exile.
在巴比伦流亡的时候。
But somewhere around 540 BC,
到了公元前540年
about 70 years after the prophecy,
在这个预言之后的70年
that scroll of Jeremiah's,
耶利米的那卷书
remember there was no Bible back then,
你记得那个时候还没有圣经
but the scroll of Jeremiah's prophecies came through Egypt, through Jerusalem, throughinto Babylon and somehow into his hands just before the 70 years was up.
那个耶利米的书卷就从埃及经过耶路撒冷一直到了巴比伦，在那个70年这个预言要实现以前。
Now, surely by now you believe God, this isn't a coincidence.
现在你一定相信这不是一个巧合。
And Jeremiah and Daniel said, when I read that in 70 years,that we would return from Babylon. I threw open the windows and began to pray.
但以理说，我看到这个在七十年以后，我们被掳七十年以后，我们要回到耶路撒冷，我就把窗打开，我在那里祷告。
It was very soon after that.
在那过了不久。
That the Babylonian Empire was destroyed.
巴比伦帝国就被毁坏了。
And along came an emperor named.
在那里来了这么一个帝王叫塞鲁士。
And somehow, it must be coincidence.
不知道什么原因，可能是巧合。
Daniel must have been lucky.
但以理可能是很幸运。
Somehow he survived through king after king after king after administration.The Democrats, the Republicans, Obama and Trump, and he's still alive.
在那丹伊里，他可能很幸运，他一代一代的在朝代更替，无论是民主党、共和党，或者奥巴马，或者是 Trump， 以后他还活在那里。
And Cyrus went from Susa and visited Babylon.
塞鲁士就来到了巴比伦。
There he met the ancient prophet Daniel.
他就遇见了这个古老的这个先知但以理。
Daniel said, "O King, can I show you something?"
但以理跟他说，王啊，你可不可以让我给你看一件事情
？There was a prophet named Isaiah.
有一个先知叫以赛亚。
And 150 years ago, he prophesied of you.
150年前，他在那里预言到你。
Our God, the I Am, has put your name in our Bible.
我们那位神，那自有拥有的，把你的名字放在我们的这个圣经里面。
And Cyrus read.
塞鲁士就读了。
And another miracle happened.
另外一个奇迹就发生了。
Cyrus was stirred by the Spirit of God.
塞鲁士的心就被神的灵来激动。
If you go on to read in Isaiah 45,
如果你接下来读以赛亚书44章，
God says, I will stir you up to be my anointed servant.
神说，我要激动你作为我的受膏的仆人。
For even though you don't know me, I know you.
就算你不认识我，我也认识你。
Cyrus felt like his most important job on earth was to build the house of God in Jerusalem.
塞鲁士就立刻觉得他最重要的在地上的工作就是要在耶路撒冷建圣殿。
This is the amazing work of an unseen sovereign God.
这就是我们所不能见的至高神他的手的工作。
I know you know this history very well.
我知道你们都知道这段历史。
But I want to look in the next few nights, the Lord willing,
我愿意在接下来的几个晚上，如果神愿意的话，
at some of the vessels, the human vessels that God used in this process of recovery.
看神他用到一些器皿来做他恢复的工作。
Tonight we want to just touch on Zerubbabel and Jeshua.
我们来提一提这个所罗巴伯和约书亚。
Because they represent two fundamental ministries of recovery necessary for the house of God.
他讲到对于神的家复兴所关键的两个方面。
For Zerubbabel,
所罗巴伯
was the apostle of recovery, and Jeshua was the high priest of recovery.
所罗巴伯是复兴的使者，约西亚是复兴的大祭司。
Now we don't have time to look at the prophets who were also involved in the recovery, namely Haggai and Zechariah.
我们可能没有时间提到哈该和撒迦利亚这些先知在这里面也有关系。
But the two following nights we'll try to look at Nehemiah and Ezra as the pastors and teachers of recovery.
在下面的两个晚上，我们来提到尼希米和以斯拉，他们是牧师和教师，在这个恢复的过程中。
God has to raise up such vessels in order to recover the work of God to His mind.
神要把这个教把他的工作来复兴，他需要用这样的一些器皿。
And it's important for us to see these things.
对我们来说，能看到这些事情也非常重要。
Because the Lord is about to do His recovery work in a new wave.
因为神他要在我们中间做另外一波的复兴的工作。
We don't know when.
我们还不知道什么时候。
But it's been more than a generation now.
已经是过了有一代了。
And the Lord continues His work of recovery.
主他也在继续做他复兴的工作。
And it's possible even in this room here.
也许就是在这个房间里。
There are those being prepared as apostles, prophets, priests, pastors and teachers for this recovery work to be finished.
主在他这个复兴的工作，为要让他完成，他要在我们中间兴起那些使者、大祭司、教师和牧师，还有先知。
Now I don't know how tired you are, but I'm tired already tonight because I'm in the wrong time zone.
我不知道你们是不是很疲乏，我已经很累了，因为我的这个时差的原因。
And so I want to fellowship with you tonight.
我愿意今天晚上和你们有这样的交通。
We will use Zerubbabel and Jeshua to show us the principles of the apostle and the high priest.In this recovery of the house of God,
我们想用所罗巴伯和约西亚来做这个神他的家的工作恢复的这样的一个例子。
But I want to fellowship with you tonight.
我愿意今天晚上和你们交通。
Of the recovery work that I have seen and experienced on the East Coast of the United States.
是我自己在美国东岸我所看见所经历的他的复兴的工作。
Now, I know all of you West Coast people don't care much about what happens on the East Coast.
我知道你们住在西海岸的人不关心我们东岸发生的事。
Maybe perhaps even in Trump Tower and in Washington D.C. You have no interest.
也许就是像川普那个大楼，或者说是华盛顿特区，你们也不感兴趣。
But God is so merciful; He even loves the saints on the East Coast.
但是神他是那样的怜悯，他甚至爱他在东岸的那些圣徒们。
You know, I was saved when the recovery was just beginning, over 50 years ago.
在五十年前，当这个复兴刚刚开始的时候，我那时候得救。
Now I was not a part of it.
当然，我不是其中的一部分。
But the Lord did something wonderful.
但是神在我的身上做了很奇妙的事。
And I'd like to testify of these things.
我想在今天为这件事做见证。
I was saved more than 50 years ago as a second-year student in university.
我是在大学二年级的时候，我得了救。
And it's not entirely a consequence, but I was saved 120 days after President Kennedy was assassinated.
但是中间可能没有因果的关系，我得救是在肯尼迪总统被暗杀后的120天。
Now, even if you don't know much American history, you know 1963, President John Kennedy was assassinated.
虽然你们对美国历史不太了解，但是你也可能听说过，在1963年，肯尼迪总统被暗杀了。
And although most of you weren't living in the United States at that time,
可能你们中的绝大多数在那个时候还没有在美国生活。
Actually, most of you weren't even alive at that time.
你们大多数可能还没有生下来。
I was.
但是我已经在那里了。
And I can tell you.That there was a dramatic change in the United States after Kennedy's death.
我可以告诉你，在肯尼迪死以后，美国发生了一个巨大的变化。
Something snapped in the psyche of the American people.
好像在这个美国人他们心里面，一件事情就这么样突然发生了。
Now, in one sense, many of you perhaps even came to the United States to pursue the American dream.
也许你们很多人来到这里来追求你们美国梦。
But for those living in the United States, the American dream died.
但那个时候
，When Kennedy died.
那个时候，当肯尼迪死的时候，美国梦就也死了。
And within a period of about 10 years, from 1965 to 1975, darkness came upon our country.
在大概有十年的光景，在1965年到1975年，这个黑暗就笼罩了美国。
I had just been saved.
那个时候我刚刚得救。
And during that period of 10 years, I probably went to 5 Billy Graham crusades.
在那个时候，我可能去参加了五次葛培里的布道会。
I sang in the choir. I counseled people who came forward. You know.
我在那里合唱团唱诗，我也来向那些人来辅导。
Every crusade he did, Thursday night was the biggest night of the week.
他每次布道星期四晚上都是每周里面最大的一场。
And every Thursday night, Billy Graham preached on one subject, youth in rebellion.
每次他都在那里布道的主题都只有一个，就是青年人他们的背叛。
The authority in our country actually broke.
那个时候，这个国家的权威已经破产。
And young people became rebellious.
然后年轻的一代就成为造反的一代。
Do you have young people here who are rebellious?
你这里有没有一些年轻人是有反叛性的？
You can blame 1965.
你可以来指责是因为1965年的原因。
You know.I hear these tragedies of the policemen who are shooting down young men in the inner city.
我听见这些有警察，他们在这些内陆的城市，他们开枪打那些年轻人。
And I tell my wife, I said, you remember?
然后我跟我妻子说，你记不记得
？The police were never shooting people in the inner city in 1965.
在1965年，那个警察他们从来不打枪，是在内陆的城市打枪。
Now why?
为什么？
Because when a policeman told somebody running away to stop, they stopped.
当那些警察向那些人说，说你们停下来，那些人就马上停下来。
If they said put down that gun, they put the gun down.
如果警察跟他们说放下你的枪，他们就把枪放下。
If the teacher in school said be quiet, they were quiet.
如果学校的老师说你安静，学生就会安静下来。
All of that was lost in that 10 years.
在那十年，这一切都消失了。
Young people questioned authority.
年轻人他们来质问那些权威。
The government, which had seen itself as being nice and clean, turned out to be full of all kinds of deals and compromise and corruption.
那个政府的是从外面看起来很有规矩，也很干净，但是里面是满了那些内部的这些交易。
The young people all grew their hair real long. They became hippies.
那些年轻人都留很长的头发，变成了嬉皮士。
They were all against the Vietnam War.
他们都在那里抗议越南战争。
When you went to a college campus back in those days, you could hardly study. There were so many demonstrations against the war back in those days.
当你到一个大学的校园里面，你几乎不能学习，因为那个时候有很多抗议越南战争的游行。
And this was the period in the United States when young people first started doing drugs.
这段时间，很多年轻人开始第一次来用毒品。
And they started living together in free love.
他们就在那里好像是不要钱的这个性爱，他们聚在一起。
I'm just glad I got through high school before that time.
我很高兴我是在那个时候以前我已经在高中毕业了。
Because it was a frightening, terrible time.
因为那段时间实在是很恐怖的一段时间。
Within those 10 years, abortion was legalized.
在那段十年里面，这个流产这件事情就被合法化。
And marriages, people who got married from that time forward, half of those marriages end up in divorce.
从那以后，结婚的人有一半都离了婚。
Now that just wasn't the way things were.
那以前不是，并不是这样。
But the enemy came in like a flood.
但是仇敌就像洪水一样进来。
And in New York City, it was full of pornography and dirtiness and everything evil.
在纽约是满了色情，这些邪恶的东西。
Now I share that to tell you that God reacted.
我这样跟你们讲，神他对这件事情做了反应。
God reacted by bringing a revival to the United States.
神他的反应就是把复兴带回美国。
God looks down and sees situations sometimes so desperate.
神看见这样一个绝望的一个光景。
That he surprises us with revival.
他就把这个复兴带进来，让我们来惊奇。
And God did that.
神他确实这样做。
And in the late 60s and into the 70s, there was a tremendous revival, greater than has ever been counted.
在60年代末70年代初有一个极大的复兴以前从来没有过的。
You could see it. You could feel it.
你可以看见它，你可以摸着。
News reporters tried to understand it.
那些新闻的记者他们试图来理解这件事情。
And so they called it, they put this revival into one of two categories.
他们把这个复兴分成了两个类别。
They called it the Jesus Movement.
他们叫做是耶稣运动。
This refers to the many of those hippie and drug addict young people who got saved by the thousands out of Satan's trap.
这里就讲到那些嬉皮士，那些用毒品的那些人，他们成千上万的从仇敌的陷阱里面被救拔出来。
I can say this with full assurance.
我在这里很肯定地说
，A majority of the pastors now in the churches in California were saved during that Jesus movement.
现在在家里，在加州，这个绝大多数教会的牧师都是在那段时间得救的。
It was the most amazing thing to see.
是让我们看起来最让我们惊讶的一件事情。
These kids were getting saved.
这些孩子们他们得救。
All they wanted to do is study the Bible.
他们所要做的就是研读圣经。
During this time, I remember some young people asked me to come over to a state university in New York.
记得那个时候有一些人请我到州立大学，纽约州立大学。
And one floor of a dormitory is where all of the male and female witches lived.
宿舍的一层全部都是那些男女的这些巫 巫婆
it comes to witch now.
刚才有一个那个
and all they wanted to do is ask me to come do a Bible study from the book of Revelation.
他们请我去然后跟他们一起分享启示录。
Young people were getting saved and studying about the second coming.
年轻人他们得救他们在那里讨论主的再来。
Now in America, this is not things that were talked about.
在美国我们不常谈到这些事情。
But now books were being written about Jesus coming back and how Lindsay wrote the late great planet Earth. And millions of people read that book.
那个时候有很多书出版来讲到主的再来有讲到这个地球这件事情。
It was a tremendous time of revival.
是一个极大的复兴的年代。
I remember one time I went down to a bay there in the New York area.
我记得有一次我来到纽约附近的一个海湾。
And I brought about, I think it was about 6 young people down to the bay to baptize them in the bay.
我带着六个年轻人我去在海湾里面给他们施浸。
And we baptized them in the bay and they were praising God.
我在那里给他们施浸他们就在那里赞美神。
We came up out of the water and there were many young people watching and about 4 or 5 of them prayed, accepted Jesus and they wanted to be baptized too.
然后当我们从水里出来有周围有4、5个人看见他们也在那里祷告接受了主他们也要被受浸。
Now the second part of this revival was so-called the charismatic movement.
这个复兴的第二个层面是讲到这个灵恩的运动。
Now in regular denominational churches,
在一般的个宗派的里面
they were so traditional.
他们是那样的传统。
They just preached and sang old hymns.
他们在那里讲道然后唱很老的诗歌。
And God breathed the breath of life upon the churches.
神就把生命的气息来吹到这个教会里面。
You might not believe this.
也许你们听起来都不会相信。
But before 1970, you couldn't find a church that sang scripture songs.
在1970年以前你找不到一个教会他们唱这个圣经的这个诗歌。
They only sang hymns.
他们只是唱诗歌。
But the Holy Spirit came.
但是圣灵降下来。
And I know much is made of spiritual gifts and all that, but that wasn't the main part of the charismatic revival.
讲到很多属灵的恩赐，但是这并不是灵恩派的最主要的部分。
You know what really happened?
你知道那段时间发生了什么吗？
Brothers and sisters from different churches understood that they were brothers and sisters.
从不同背景来的弟兄姊妹们，他们都认识到他们互为弟兄姊妹。
They began to meet in homes and have Bible studies.
他们开始在家里面聚会，开始查经。
There were no house churches until the charismatic movement.
在这之前还没有家庭的聚会，在这个灵恩派起来以前。
They began singing songs of praise.
他们开始在那里唱赞美的诗歌。
They began to experience body life.
他们在那里来享用这个身体的生活。
Brothers and sisters sharing, building each other up.
弟兄姊妹们彼此交通，来彼此建造。
It was a tremendous time.
是一个极重要的时代。
I was in New York City area at the time.
我那个时候在纽约市。
I'd been saved in a Baptist church in North Carolina.
我是在南卡罗来纳州的一个浸信会的教会来得救。
So I thank God for any people who really preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's how I got saved.
所以我非常感谢那些在那使劲传福音的那些教会。
So I was a Baptist preacher myself.
我自己也是浸信会的牧师。
But when this revival came,
但是当这个复兴开始的时候
it overwhelmed the church that I was in.
他就把我所处的那个教会来完全的来冲击了。
There was a sister who was sick.
那个时候有一个姊妹她很虚弱。
On Easter Sunday, we had communion.
在复活节的主日我们来有圣餐。
She was in the hospital with some kind of a back spinal problem.
她在医院里面她有脊柱的这个问题。
Me and the deacons, we went to the hospital after the service.
我们和那些执事们就到聚会完以后到了医院。
So we brought communion to this young sister.
我们把主的饼带到这个姊妹的面前。
And we prayed for her, and she was healed.
我们为她祷告，然后她就被治愈了。
Oh boy, did I get in trouble.
哦，我是遇见麻烦了。
Baptists believe healings in the Bible, they just don't believe it.
这个浸信会他们相信在圣经里面有医治，但是他们不相信这些事情。
Well, so many things happening in this little Baptist church.
在这个小小的浸信会的教会有很多的事情发生。
There was a new wine.
这里有新酒。
The old wineskin couldn't hold the new wine.
那个旧的酒囊不能来盛装这个新酒。
And they couldn't hold me either, and I left.
他也不能盛装我，所以我就离开了。
I started traveling with a music group.
我那时候就开始和一个音乐的团队跟他们一
起旅行。Started preaching the gospel to young people.
向年轻人传福音。
Many, many got saved.
很多人得救。
Now, it's not that I was a good preacher.
并不是说我是一个很好的传道人。
Not even a good singer.
我甚至唱歌唱的都不怎么样。
The Lord was upon, in His mercy, these young people.
但是主他的恩典在这些年轻人身上。
And I would go to little house groups all over Long Island there in New York.
我在纽约的长岛那些所有的家庭的聚会当中。
I'd go into a meeting.
我到一个聚会的当中。
There was Mennonite women with the little hats.
然后有的人，他们男男女女都戴着这些帽子。
They were Catholic nuns.
他们是天主教的修女。
They were the Dutch Reformed preachers.
他们是这个荷兰改革宗的。
They've all been touched by the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵来充满。
I saw meetings of Catholics.
我看见有一个天主教徒的聚会。
Where hundreds of Catholics got saved at a time.
成百的这个天主教徒他们都得救。
Because Jesus was there.
因为耶稣在那里。
Now most of them left the Catholic Church.
大多数他们都后来离开了天主会。
Because they came into a new and living way.
因为他们来到了又真又活的路。
And this was a tremendous revival.
这是一个极大的复兴。
It's more than I could ever explain.
不能，我甚至不能在这里向你们解释。
But as these revival mercy drops were falling upon the United States,
但是当这些神他的怜悯就像恩露一样来落在美国的上面。
Of course, the Lord has a fuller plan.
当然，我们主还有一个更全面的一个计划。
A revival is a temporary thing.
复兴只是一个暂时的事情。
As in the book of Judges,
你看见在士师记里面
，things got so bad，
光景变得那么的昏暗
，that the Lord in mercy raised up a judge and set the people free。
怜悯的主就兴起一个士师，让他的百姓得自由。
But it only lasted a little time, and the people were in trouble again。
但是只能持续那么一点时间，他的百姓又陷到麻烦的当中。
So this revival was a wonderful season, but it had a shelf life, and the revival began to wane.
虽然这个复兴是一个很好的一段时间，但是它有一个时期，慢慢的就削弱下来。
And when the revival went away,
当复兴离开了以后
，now there were many precious saints who'd been touched by the Lord, and they wanted to follow him.But where did they go?
有很多这些宝贵的弟兄们，他们被主来摸着，他们愿意来跟随主，但是他们去哪里？
Many of the churches that were charismatic became crazy.
很多这些灵恩派的教会就变得有些疯狂起来。
Now what are they going to do?
他们怎么做呢？
Many hungry people.
这些饥渴的人。
Now the Lord had his deeper sovereign plan.
但是主有一个更深的、更高的一个计划。
So when we look at the Old Testament recovery here in the remnant.
但是我们看见旧约讲到这个渔民的复兴。
We can see the principles upon which God moves and works His recovery.
我们看见神他的动作和他的复兴工作的原则。
We can see clearly in the Old Testament that it was the Lord who stirred up the spirits of people.
我们在旧约里面看见是主他在来兴起人的灵。
And why did He stir up their spirit?
他为什么要兴起你的灵，激动你的灵
？To build the house of God，
是为建造神的殿。
This has been in the Lord's heart，
这在神的心里面。
But the children had been in captivity for years，
但是他的儿女已经在流亡当中好多年了。
But when the Lord stirred up His people，
但是当他激动他的百姓的时候
，About 50,000 went back to Jerusalem，
大概有五万人回到了耶路撒冷
，including Zerubbabel and Jeshua，
包括所罗巴伯和约西亚。
Now, why did only 50,000 go back?
为什么只有五万人回去呢？
It's a funny thing about God's people.
神的百姓中有一件很有趣的事情。
They can get used to just about anything.
他们可以能够习惯任何的环境。
And the Jews were used to living in Babylon.
他们已经习惯了在巴比伦的生活。
The Jews made $1 million in Babylon.
他们在巴比伦挣了100万的钱。
They didn't have a temple anymore to worship.
他们虽然没有圣殿可以来敬拜。
But while they were in exile, they started having synagogues.
但是他们在被掳的时候，他们开始有了会堂。
Oh, now it's so easy to go to church.
那现在就那么容易可以就去聚会了。
Synagogue on every corner.
在每个街角都有一个会堂。
Study the Bible in whatever language you speak.
你不管讲什么语言，你都可以来研读圣经。
So easy.
那么简单。
God's way is very tough.
神的方式太难了。
All the people, no matter what language, have to go to one place, that's Jerusalem.
不管你是说什么样的语言，你所有的人都要到一个地方，耶路撒冷。
That's too tough.
对我们来说太难了。
Synagogue's easy.
会堂是那么简单。
You know that Babylon became the center of the Jewish religion?
你知不知道巴比伦就称为犹太教的中心？
Now I will tell you something. I don't know if you know this, but you know the Jewish people study the Bible and the Talmud. You heard the Talmud?
这个犹太人他们一边读圣经一边读这个特马德。
The Talmud is about this thick.Full of the sayings of the rabbis about what the Bible means.
这个特马德法典大概有这么厚，里面记录了那些拉比他们解经的一些评论。
And among the Jews, there's two famous Talmuds.
在犹太人当中有两个著名的塔姆德。
There's the Jerusalem Talmud and there's the Babylonian Talmud.
有一个在耶路撒冷的塔姆德，还有一个在巴比伦的塔姆德。
And guess which one is the best and the biggest?
你猜一猜哪一个是最好最大的
？The Babylonian Talmud，
那个巴比伦的那个版本。
Because the rabbis settled in Babylon, where they could argue about what all of the laws mean, and they just had a wonderful time.
因为那些拉比他们就定居在巴比伦，他们可以在那里争论这个律法是到底是什么意思。
What's Zion? Zion is a dream back there in the Holy Land.But just a dream.
西安是什么？西安只是一个梦，在那个地方。
But there were two men, Zerubbabel, Jeshua.
但是有两个人，所罗巴伯和约西亚。
And they were stirred to go back to Jerusalem.
他们被激动，然后就回到耶路撒冷。
Now Zerubbabel, in principle, shows us the apostolic anointing necessary to return to Jerusalem.
所罗巴伯就让我们看到那个做使者的这个恩赐，这个被膏来回到耶路撒冷去。
Now what does Zion mean?
西安意思是什么？
You know it's an actual hill in Jerusalem.
你知道它是在耶路撒冷的一个小山。
Sometimes in the Bible it's used interchangeably with Jerusalem.
有时候在圣经里面和这个耶路撒冷是彼此替代。
But what does Zion mean spiritually?
但是在属灵方面，西安是什么意思
？Zion was where the throne of the Son of God was.
西安是代表着神儿子的宝座。
Zion was where David's throne was.
西安就是大卫的宝座所在地。
Zion was where God's throne was.
西安也是神的宝座的所在地。
So Zion always speaks of the authority and the enthronement of the Lord.
西安总是讲到神的主权和他的宝座。
Now who was Zerubbabel?
所罗巴伯是谁？
He had a funny name, didn't he?
他有一个很有趣的名字。
But did you know he was the grandson of the last of the kings of Judah before the captivity?
他是犹大王最后一个王的孙子。
His grandfather was Jeconiah.
他的祖父叫耶哥尼亚。
He was of the tribe of David.
他是大卫支派的。
He was a king.
他也是个王。
With no kingdom.
但是没有王国。
He was a king.
他是王。
With no throne.
但是他没有宝座。
And he had a name, Zerubbabel.
还有这么一个所罗巴伯的名字。
It was a shame.
是一个很羞愧
的事。You know, all the kings of Judah have names usually end in I-A-H.
你知道这个犹大王的名字都是有这么一个结尾。
You know, Hezekiah, Josiah, all that yah 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 stuff. That's all Jehovah. Their name for Jehovah.
耶哥尼亚和约西亚，他们带的这个一个名字都 都表示他们是跟耶和华有关的。
But what does Zerubbabel mean?
所罗巴伯是什么意思?
You already know, bubble, 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 bubble.
你知道这样，就嘴巴发出这样的声音。
It means seed of Babylon.
是讲到是巴比伦的种。
Now can you imagine somebody who's promised, there will always be a son of David upon the throne in Zion, and here is the seed of Babel,
你记不记得,
captive in Babel.
记不记得有这样的一个预言，在大卫的宝座上永远会有这样的一个王，但是有所罗巴伯这样一个巴比伦的种。He
was treated as royalty in the court.
他在殿里面是被当作君王一样来对待。But
that's not the same as reigning as son of David.
但是这与作为大卫的子孙作王是完全不同的。
There in his heart, even after so long a captivity, there obviously was still the desire for the testimony of the throne in Zion.
在那里虽然被掳多年，但是他心里面仍然就有这样的一个渴望，他要在西安得到这样的一个宝座。
Sometimes around the world you hear of some king who is in exile.
有时候你在现在这个时代，你听说有一个王他被流放。
And you know they want to go back to their country and be king.
你知道他们愿意回到他的国家重新作王。
And Zerubbabel had this burden.
所罗巴伯就有这样的一个负担。
Perhaps for the testimony.
也许是为了见证的缘故。
Perhaps for the throne.
也许是为了宝座的缘故。
And when the occasion came, and Cyrus made the decree for those who wanted to return.
当机会来了，塞鲁士来下诏，让那些人愿意回去的就回去。
Zerubbabel was one of the first.
所罗巴伯就是他们中间的第一个。
He was willing to pay the price.
他愿意来付上代价。
And he paid a great price.
他付了一个很大的代价。
He left riches for poverty.
他把他的富有留下来去。
He left all of the other captives and went to a place where there was nobody.
他把这些所有的东西都放下，来到一个地方，他谁也没有。
But he went as a bondservant of the Lord.
他在那里成为神的奴仆。
For Zion's sake.
他是为了西安的缘故。
Now you see, there's no recovery if there's nobody who has a heart for Zion.
如果没有人有一颗心向着西安的话，就不会有复兴。
To see God enthroned.
来这里要看见神坐在宝座上。
In his house.
在他自己的殿里。
This was Zerubbabel's heart.
这是所罗巴伯的心。
And then how about Jeshua?
约西亚又怎么样?
Now Jeshua was a priest.
约西亚是一个祭司。
Now you cannot have an apostle without a priest to bring recovery.
你不能只有使者没有祭司就能带回复兴。
We know that the book of Hebrews is about recovering the Jewish Christians back into the testimony that Jesus is all and in all.
我们知道在希伯来书里面是讲到这个犹太人中的基督徒要让他们被恢复到耶稣是所有一切这个 地位,
but the Jews needed an apostle and high priest, even Jesus, to bring them into this recovery.
但是犹太人他们需要一个使者，需要一个大祭司，就是耶稣要把他们带回到复兴当中。
Now, why do you need a priest in recovery?
你为什么在复兴当中要有一个祭司呢?
Because you need a guardian of the house of God.
因为你需要这个神的殿的守卫。
The priest attended to the things in the temple. To the sacrifices in the temple.
因为这些祭司他要在你料理神殿里的事，在你料理祭牲的这些事情。
The temple was there because God wanted to dwell and fellowship among men.
神的殿在那里，因为神他要与人同住，要与人有交通。
But the priest was the one that had to care for the temple so that it could be such a dwelling place.
这些祭司他们要在那里 来管理这个圣殿，让可以让它能成为这样的一个位一个地方。
Now, when you read Jewish literature, there's something that we Christians don't see in our Bible.
当你读这个犹太人的文献，有一些东西是我们不能在圣经里看到的。
The priests considered themselves the guardians of the Shekinah glory.
这个祭司他们就认为他们自己是这个同住的这个 荣耀的守卫。
Now, do you know what that is?
你知不知道是什么意思?
You remember when the tabernacle went through the wilderness, it had a cloud and a fire over it.
你记不记得在这个帐幕在旷野的当中，上面有一个云柱和火柱。
And when the temple was built in Jerusalem, again, the cloud of fire and the glory came down.
在耶路撒冷圣殿建成的时候，这个云柱火柱就降下来。
But the Shekinah glory to the Jews was not that visible cloud and fire.
这个铜柱的这个荣耀不只是那个看见的这个火和云柱。
It was the invisible sense of God's presence.
而是讲到这个不能见的神的同在。
And according to the Jewish rabbis, they say,that the Shekinah glory remained over that temple even through many bad kings.
在这个犹太人的这个拉比他们说到在很多这个坏王的时代这个同在的这个荣耀也在那里。
But Ezekiel, who was a priest,
但是以西结作为一个祭司
tells us that just before the captivity, God's glory left the temple.
他告诉我们在被掳之前神的荣耀就离开了。
And it was always in the heart of the priests that if the house of God could be built and ordered and everything put in its proper place, that Shekinah glory would return.
那些祭司的心愿就是当圣殿被建起来把一切变得井井有条的时候这个同在的荣耀就回来。
Now Jeshua and his priestly brothers were unemployed in Babylon.
约西亚和他的弟兄姊妹们弟兄们他们在巴比伦是没有工作的。
How can you offer sacrifices? There's no altar.
在那里没有祭坛你怎么献祭呢?
How can you pray for atonement? There's no sacrifice.
如果没有祭牲你怎么能求赎罪祭呢?
How can you remain holy without the holy temple?
如果没有圣殿你怎么能成为圣洁呢?
They were the guardians of the glory, but there was no house for the glory.
他们应该是成为这个荣耀的守卫，但是没有荣耀的，没有这个荣耀的殿。
Again, one of the interesting parts of this story is that when Cyrus told the saints to go back to Jerusalem, not many Levites and priests went back.
一件有趣的事情就是塞鲁士让这些人去回去的时候，你可以看见并没有很多的利未人他们在当中。
Now why is that?
为什么？
Because they had their million-dollar homes in Babylon.
因为他们在巴比伦他们有百万的豪宅。
Let's see, what property did the Levites have back in the Holy Land?
他们利未人在圣在圣在应许地他们有什么财产呢?
Nothing.
什么也没有。
So that's why in Babylon is where all of the Levites and Kohens and the priests got rich.
那就是在巴比伦的时候他们这些利未人他祭司们他们变得很富有。
But evidently Jeshua and his brothers desired to go back and build the house of God. Perhaps see the Shekinah glory return to Israel.
但是约西亚和他的弟兄们他们就愿意回到耶路撒冷来迎接来看见这个同在的这个荣耀的归回。
And so they went back.
所以他们就回去了。
Zerubbabel and Jeshua.
所罗巴伯和约西亚。
Who ever heard of them? They're nobodies.
有谁听过他们的名字?
They were nothing.
他们什么也不是。
But in their weakness, God perfected his strength.
但是在他们软弱的当中神就给他们力量。
They went back.
他们回去了。
Neither of them were strong.
他们每一个人都不是那么坚强。
But they were faithful.
但是他们是信实的。
And that's why Zechariah was amazed when he saw a vision.
所以当撒迦利亚看见这样的一个异象的时候他惊讶了。
Now, when did Zechariah see the vision?
撒迦利亚什么时候看见那样的一个异象?
The foundation had been laid.And the building work had stopped for 20 years.
圣殿的根基已经建立，但是这个工作被停了二十年。
And then suddenly God shows him a vision of this lampstand and these two trees.
但是突然神让他看见这样一个灯台的异象，还有旁边的两棵树。
Zechariah says, "What is this?"
撒迦利亚说这是什么？
And it's God who said, "It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit," says the Lord.
圣灵神就告诉他不是靠着势力也不是靠着才能靠着我的灵才能成
事。Zerubbabel laid that foundation. Zerubbabel will put the top stone up there and everybody will say it's the grace of God that's done this.
当所罗巴伯打下他的根基他也要把顶石放在这个殿上任何所有的人就说是神的恩典做成了这件事情。
But Zechariah still was looking and said, what are those two trees?That are feeding the gold into the lampstand, allowing and empowering this recovery of the testimony.
撒迦利亚就问这两棵树是谁？他们往这个金灯里面来放金子，让这个复兴能有能量能力。
And the Lord said, "These are the two anointed ones."
神说这是两个受膏者
Zerubbabel Jeshua
所罗巴伯和约西亚
The authority of the spirit The ministry and service of the priesthood
这是圣灵的带着权柄在那里侍奉
Now of course we know this prophecy has much more to do with Jesus the better than Zerubbabel in the end
但我们知道这个预言讲到耶稣比所罗巴伯还要美
But as the prophets prophesied, the rest of the house of God was built.
当先知在这里发预言的时候，神的殿就被建了起来。
And Jeshua found employment again, offering sacrifices, and oh, they offered everything they could. Every animal they found, they offered.
耶西亚又重新有了找到了工作，他在这里把他们所有的都献上，成为祭司。
They were poor, but they were rich.
他们虽然很穷，但是他们很富有。
They celebrated the Passover the way it's meant to be, there with the temple, the house of God.
他们在神的殿里面，在那里过逾越节，就像所安排的那样。
And they recovered by the grace of God.
他们是根据神的恩典被复兴了。
The Father's house of prayer.
父祷告的殿。
The place of worship.
敬拜的地方。
The place of fellowship.
交通的地方。
And this was a great recovery indeed.
这实在是一个极大的复兴。
Now, I've strayed a little bit, but let's look at what the Lord did on the East Coast of the United States.
我在那里有点跑题了，我们再回到看神在东海岸所做的工作。
We said we're very thankful for the revival.
我们实在为这个复兴来感恩。
But after the revival, what do they do now?
在复兴以后，人要做什么呢？
Yeah, there were precious saints all up and down the East Coast.
在东海岸那周围有很多这些宝贵的弟兄们。
And there was a brother, you wouldn't even know him if I told you about him, but he got together a little conference in the Washington D.C. area.
有这样的一个弟兄，你们可能不认识他，他在这个华盛顿特区就开始了一个特会。
And God used this conference to begin a work of recovery on the East Coast.
神就借着这样的特会，在东海岸开始他的复兴的工作。
Now this little conference on the East Coast. They had it every year. It was only for about 7 or 8 years.
在东海岸这样的一个特会，每年都有，大概持续了七八年。
And only 100 to 150 people came.
大概100到150个人参加这样的。
They were people from New York and New Jersey and D.C. and the Richmond, Virginia, and other places.
有纽约来的，新泽西来的，然后华盛顿来的，然后东海岸的一些地方。
It certainly doesn't sound like much.
好像听起来没有什么大不了。
It was a day of small things.
好像就是看起来是很小的一件事情。
But the Lord began to gather people together for a work of recovery.
但是主就开始来聚集人，为着他的复兴。
It was a very unusual conference because it wasn't sponsored by any church, no denomination, just a conference of saints.
这个特会很特别，因为它不是哪一个宗派这个教会来组织的，只是圣徒们的聚会。
But that work of recovery began, and first we have to mention the prophet T. Austin Sparks.
当我们讲到这样复兴的这样的一个聚会，我们首先要讲到他们中间的那个先知斯百克弟兄。
How many of you have heard of him? T. Austin Sparks.
你都当中有多少听说过斯百克？
So maybe half of the people here.
也许一半的人。
Of course, online you can find a lot of things that he spoke and a lot of things that he wrote.
在网上你可以看见他所说的，他写的很多的材料。
Well, he was an Englishman through and through.
他是一个英国人。
He got saved in England.
他在英国得救。
Is greatly helped by F.B. Meyer and by Martin Lloyd Jones.
他是被迈尔弟兄和琼斯弟兄来大大的帮助他。
He became a Baptist preacher.
他也成为一个浸信会的一个牧师。
And was very successful.
他也非常成功。
He spoke at the crusades that Jesse Penn Lewis had.
他在宾路易师母的那个这个特会在里面，他也在那做讲员。
He was requested to speak all over the place.
全到处都请他去讲道。
But after about 12 years there in that ministry,
但是他在那里维持了12年。
About the time that Watchman Nee was being dealt with in China,
那个时候尼弟兄在中国正在受到一些对付。
1926.
1926年。
The Lord began to wrestle with Brother Sparks.
神就开始与斯百克弟兄摔跤。
And Brother Sparks was an honest man who wrestled with God.
斯百克是一个诚实的人，他与神也在摔跤。
The Lord dealt with Brother Sparks.
神就主就在那里对付他。
And He revealed a Christ, a comprehensive Christ.
主就把一个那个极完全的基督来显现启示给他。
Brother Sparks had such a vision.
斯百克弟兄有这样的一个意象。
That in the end he left.That Baptist church.
后来他就离开了这个浸信会。
He was rejected by the ministries and the preachers throughout England.
在全英国，他被那些教会和牧师们都来拒绝他。
And for more than 40 years, he ministered in various places.
在大概40年，他在不同的地方来传道。
He was home based in Honor Oak in London.
他在伦敦的贵象教会在那里。
He had about 4 conferences a year there during, you know, Easter vacation and Christmas and, you know, so on and so forth.
他是在复活节和圣诞节这些节期，他一年有4次的特会。
And he put out a little magazine called Witness and Testimony.
他出版有一个杂志叫《见证和见证人》。
Now perhaps if you've heard of Brother Sparks, you imagine some larger than life person traveling among thousands of people.
你听史百克，你好像觉得他是一个传奇的一个大人物，在那里，在千万人中，他在那里旅行。
But actually, he traveled mostly among small groups.
但是实际上，他只是旅行到那些小的一些聚会当中。
And the conference there in London was moderate size.
他那里他自己的聚会也只是一个中等的大小。
His ministry all but stopped during the Second World War back in the 1940s.
在1940年代，在第二次世界大战的时候，他
still kept putting out his magazine.
他还在那里出版他的杂志。
But many people hadn't heard of him.
很多人没有听过他的名字。
We know Brother Watchman Nee heard of him.
我们知道尼托生弟兄听到他的名字。
And Watchman Nee went all the way to England to meet him.
尼弟兄就一直到旅行到英国去见他。
And he got in trouble with the brethren who helped him get over to England because of that.
他就和那些帮他到英国去的弟兄们，他有了一些冲突。
But Brother Sparks had seen something.
但是史百克弟兄有一些看见。
And for years, 20 years at least, he paid a real price for what he saw.
在20年以来，他一直为他所看见的来付上代价。
But he saw a church in England in ruin.
但是他在那里看见这个教会的一个荒凉被毁坏的一个光景。
And he preached, without the power of the cross of Christ, there could be no real church testimony among God's people.
他就讲到，如果没有十字架的功课，没有十字架的能力，就不可能有神的百姓的聚会。
After the Second World War,
二战以后
，his ministry expanded.
他就开始扩展他的服事。
More and more people heard of him.
更多的人听到他的名字。
He was especially blessed out in the Far East.
他在远东特别蒙祝福。
And in India, a few trips he took.
他也去旅行到印度几次。
Started coming to the United States.
他也开始来美国。
Started having a conference in Switzerland.
开始在瑞士有聚会。
But his message was the same.
他的信息一直是一样的。
The greatness of Christ.
基督的伟大。
His lordship.
他的主权
his enthronement in our lives.
他在我们生命里面做主
was his message no matter where he went.
无论他到哪里去，这都是他的信息。
Well, his brother came to the United States.
后来弟兄来到美国
and began to minister in that little conference.
开始在那样小小的聚会当中来讲道。
There were some young people there.
里面有一些年轻人。
Maybe you know Hosea and Ellen Wu.
你们可能听说过这个吴和西弟兄和他的妻子。
They were some, as others, who went to that conference.
还有一些别人也去了那样的特会。
He was like a prophet, like a Haggai, a Zechariah. He would speak prophetically.
他像一个先知，像哈该、撒迦利亚一样，在那讲预言。
If you ever listen to those messages, they're tremendous, powerful messages.
如果你听过他讲到，那实在是强有力的、极大的那些信息。
But especially they spoke to the hearts of these people on the East Coast.Who loved the Lord, but they didn't know what to do.
他尤其是向那些爱主但是不知道该如何行的那些人的心里来说话。
He helped them see Christ.
他帮助他们看见了基督。
Now, at that conference, year by year, from about 1965 through 69,
在那一年一年，从1965年到1969年。
Now, there was another brother who spoke at that conference.
在那个特会里面，还有另外一个弟兄也讲到。
Now, that's Brother Stephen Kong.
是江守道弟兄。
So every year they come for about 5 years, and Brother Sparks and Brother Kong would speak at this week-long conference.
他们每一年在五年间的时间，他们两个弟兄来到这里，在讲一周的道。
Now I think you know Brother Kong's story.
我知道你们可能知道江弟兄他的故事。
He moved to the United States in the mid-50s.
他在1950年代的中期，他来搬到美国。
He had a burden in his heart.
他心里有这样的一个负担。
To translate into English the works and the messages of Brother Watchman Nee.
他要把倪弟兄的著作翻译成英文。
But he also served in New York and in Washington D.C. In an assembly of God's people.
他也在纽约和华盛顿特区的神的聚会的当中，他也在那里侍奉。
And he continued to do his translation work.
他也一边做翻译的工作。
Now to all of you, this sounds like, well, this is not important.
你们可能觉得这不是那么重要。
Now, brothers, sisters.The things of God's eternal purpose had never been known in English in the United States up until the mid-60s.
在1960年代以前，神永远的旨意从来没有在美国的讲英文的这个聚会的当中被知晓。
We know that God did a tremendous work in China.
我们知道神在中国做了极大的工作。
But none of that was known.
但是美国人都不知道
especially in the United States.
尤其是在美国
But now coming to the East Coast.
现在回到这个东海岸
Well, our brother Kong, he started publishing Watchman Nee's books.
江弟兄开始来出版倪弟兄的书
Now, I was a Baptist pastor.
我那个时候是浸信会的牧师
And that meant two things.
那又表示两个方面
The Baptist bookstore did not allow any books by Watchman Nee. They were evil.
浸信会的书店不允许有倪弟兄的书，说他是邪恶的。
And so that meant for me, I had to buy every book of Watchman Nee I could find.
对我来说，我就一定要找机会买所有能找到的倪弟兄的书。
And so Brother Kong moved down to D.C.
江弟兄后来就搬到特区，华盛顿特区。
Continued publishing his books.
他就还在那里接着发表倪弟兄的书。
And so he began to travel.
他也开始旅行。
And once a month he'd go down to Richmond, Virginia, speak for a whole weekend. And once a month he'd go to Raleigh, North Carolina, speak for a whole weekend.
他就一个月就到Richmond 去讲一个周末，然后也到Raleigh 那个地方也讲一个周末。
Now, in the United States, nobody knew who he was.
在美国还没有人认识他。
No, who is Watchman Nee? People don't know.
谁是尼托生人都不知道。
I was in many of those meetings.
我在那样的很多的聚会的当中。
A bunch of charismatics.
有很多灵恩派的。
Carrying on, crazy, speaking in tongues.
他们在那里受感就说方言。
Jesus people and hippies.
然后有一些那些嬉皮士的耶稣派的。
And I've never seen a man of God.Treat these people more kindly than Brother Stephen.
没有，从来没有见过有任何一个人比江弟兄对这些人更友善。
So, you know, he started. So, two old sisters asked him to come to Richmond and speak in their house. They were charismatic women.
有两个年长的姊妹，她们是灵恩派的姊妹，请江弟兄到 Richmond 去跟他们聚会。
And Stephen had to make a decision.
江弟兄要做这样的一个决定。
Two costly decisions.
有两个很要付代价的决定。
Number one,
第一
，He was being asked to join with Witness Lee in the work of migrating the church in the United States.
在那里，那个时候，李长寿就邀请他一起来把在美国来建造教会。
And secondly,
第二
，You know, that's when Chinese scholars started coming to U.S.
那个时候，在美国的一些学生学者，他们开始来美国。
And the Chinese Bible student movement started taking in all these universities.
在大学里面，一些中国学生，他们这个圣经运动开始发展。
And they were asking Brother Stephen if he would travel among these different groups and help them.
他们就问江弟兄可不可以在这些 团队里面来帮助他们。
But our brother felt the burden for American Christians.
但是我们的弟兄他对美国的基督徒有这样的一个负担。
And he also didn't feel like he could in good conscience co-work with Brother Witness Lee.
他也觉得他自己凭着良心他们不能与李长寿弟他不能与李长寿弟兄同工。
And this cost him an awful lot.
这也确实让他付了很大的代价。
He never says anything about it.
他从来对这件事不加评论。
Instead, he went among these Jesus people and crazy Christians.
他就带来到这些耶稣派的这些看似很疯狂的这些人的当中。
And he became one of the men doing that apostolic work of bringing recovery to the East Coast.
他就成为那做使者的把。复兴带到美国。
Now, probably most of you have heard of the Richmond Family Conference.
你们听说过这个 Richmond 的这个家的聚会。
But you should have seen that house group in the early days.
你可以应该看在这个早期的那些家庭的聚会。
All kinds of young people stirred up in the Jesus movement.
有很多年轻的这个在耶稣运动里面被兴起的。
But Stephen preached the way of the cross.
但是江弟兄在那里讲十字架的道。
And the Lord began to do something there in Richmond.
主就开始在那里做工。
And they were only 25 or 30 strong and said, you know, we have to have a conference where we can gather together and fellowship with other groups about this.
那个时候虽然只有25、30个人，但是他们说我们要开始一个特会和别的团体来交通。
They had their first conference.
他们就开始了第一次
聚会。Invited some people from New York and New Jersey and DC and Raleigh and other places.
又邀请了纽约和华盛顿和北卡的一些地方的基督徒。
Only 30 or 40 people.
只有30到40个人。
But the Lord really touched them.
但是主就摸着他们。
It touched their hearts.
就摸着他们的心。
And this is when I got involved.
这就在那个时候我开始参与。
Because Brother Stephen also went to Raleigh every month.
因为江弟兄每个月也到 Raleigh 去一次。
Now at that time I was a pastor in a I don't know what you call it in a church that was growing, you know.
我那个时候在那个教会，我们教会在日渐的长大。
You know, it's always the older sisters that get us into trouble.
总是那些年长的姊妹，然后给我们带来麻烦。
I was doing a Bible study up in my church.
我在那里，在我的教会，在那里领查经。
And one of those older sisters came up to the Bible study and she said, Hey, why don't you come down to our Bible study?
然后一个年长的姊妹就说，你能不能跟我去我们查经的组？
And probably the only person in Raleigh, North Carolina, maybe, except these people in that house, that knew who Stephen Kang was, I knew who he was because he translated Watchman Nee.
这个在那个教会里面，可能他是除我以外唯一知道谁是江弟兄。我知道他是谁，因为我看见他为倪弟兄翻译的书。
So I went down to somebody's house on Saturday morning.
所以我就星期六早晨到一个人的家里面。
Brother Stephen was there.
江弟兄在那里。
There were a few Chinese people there.
有几个中国人在那里。
I thought it must be the tall, handsome guy, but it wasn't.
好像不是这些有能力的人。
I didn't know who Brother Kang was.
我不知道江弟兄是谁。
When he got up, his hands were shaking.
我到那里的时候，我看见他手是在颤抖。
But when he prayed to heaven, he broke my heart.
当他向天祷告的时候，就让我伤了心。
When he started speaking, his words were arrows into my heart.
当他开始讲道的时候，那些话就像箭一样射到我的心里面。
He was teaching the books of the Old Testament. I think he was doing Judges when I first heard him.
他在那里讲旧约，我第一次见他的时候，他在讲士师记。
But all he did was speak on Christ crucified.
他唯一讲的就是基督钉十字架。
From the first time I heard him,
第一次就是这样。
He killed me.
他就完全杀。
Every month he came, every month I went.
每个月我去，他都讲这样。
Now God has a sense of humor, you know.
神他有一个极大的幽默感。
Now my church is getting bigger and bigger.
我的教会日渐的增长。
Maybe 150 people.
也许有150人。
But it's only one or two years old, you know.
只是一两年的光景。
And here, this is house people, this house church of 13 people. They're all crazy charismatics.
但只是在这些家里面，你看见家庭的聚会，他们看起来都疯疯癫癫的，是这个灵恩派的。
But the more successful was my church.
我的教会比他们更成功。
The more I understood that this was the wrong way.
我教会越成功，我越认识到这是一个不是正确的道路。
It started giving me split personality.
就开始让我了带有双重的性格。
So the saints invited me to the Richmond Conference.
所以这个撒旦就带领我到 Richmond的这个聚会。 弟兄们带我到这个 Richmond的聚会。
So my wife and I, my kids, we all went.
我的太太和我的儿女们都跟我一起去。
Now, I wasn't ready for Lance Lambert.
我那个时候还没有预备好来接待兰培德弟兄。
But when I heard Brother Lance speak in the morning and Brother Stephen speak at night,
但是我在那里听兰培德弟兄在早上讲道，江弟兄在晚上讲道。
Lance's prophecies let me see Christ as the church for the first time in my life.
兰培德弟兄就让我看见教会就是基督就是教会，第一次让我看见这样的信息。
It was the most beautiful thing.
这是一个何等美丽的一件事情。
I could hardly breathe during the message.
在那里我几乎不能呼吸。I
couldn't sleep at night.
我晚上不能睡觉。I
just saw something. How beautiful is Christ in His church?
然后我就看见这样一个美好的事情，基督就是教会。Then
our brother Stephen.
然后我们的江弟兄。
He just broke my heart.
他实在来伤我的心。Now
you know I've been a Christian for 10 years.
因为我实在是做基督徒已经十年了。I've
been a pastor for 6.
我已经成为一个牧师6年了。I'd
never seen the heart of God.
我从来没有见过神的心。It's
one thing to talk about the Bible and what the Bible says. It's another thing to see the broken heart of God.
在那里，如果你没有看见神的心被伤心，你就没有看见什么。But
our brother Stephen just ministered the heart of God.
我们的江弟兄就在那里传讲神的心。You
know, brothers and sisters, we talk about God's eternal purpose, and we talk about God's house, and all these things like it's a doctrine, like it's a thing.
知道我们在这里讲到神永远的旨意和神的家，好像是一个教条。
But I thank God for these brothers who showed me that it's not a doctrine, it's a heart thing.
但是我感谢神，他让我看见这些弟兄们，他们交通的不是一个教条，而是发自内心的。
God's testimony is a heart thing.
神的见证是一个难事。And
it can't be recovered just by doctrines.
它不能是靠着教义来恢复。So,
anyway, took me a year to struggle after hearing them.
我在那里在听完他们以后挣扎了一年。But
after a year, I resigned my ministry in my church.
我一年以后，我从我自己的这个教会我辞职了。It
was very difficult.
实在很困难。I
knew this revelation that I saw meant the end of my ministry.
我看见这个这样的侍奉就表明了我的侍奉的结束。It
was tough to resign.
对我来说，要辞职是很难的一件事情。I
worked on secular jobs for several years.
我在世上的工作工作了几年。I
took my ordination paper that they fixed up for me as Baptist. I tore it up.
我就把他们安利我做牧师的这样的一个证书给撕了。And
I began to fellowship there in Raleigh, North Carolina.
我开始在北卡的 Raleigh 这个地方和弟兄们有交流。
In a house church.
在一个家庭教会里面。And
they didn't trust me. They thought I would steal people away or something. So I couldn't preach.
No,
I couldn't play my guitar. No good. I just went, became a worshiper in the house of God. As a while back now, 40 years.
已经是一段时间，40年以前的事了。
But I learned some lessons. And the main one is this. You know, if you're not willing to go through the dealings of God and His cross, there's no way that He can recover His house. And I'm so thankful that I had the experience of meeting some of these apostles and priests in the house of God.
我实在幸运有机会遇见这些使者和这些祭司，在他们在神的家里面。
I never met Brother Sparks.
我从来没有见过史柏克弟兄。
Of course, I've met Brother Stephen and Lance.
当然，我见过江弟兄和兰佩德弟兄。
They paid a great price.
他们付了极大的代价。
To bring recovery on the East Coast.
他们给东岸带来了复兴。
Those dear saints in Richmond.
那些在 Richmond 的这些可爱
的圣徒们。And other places as well. South Jersey.
在南 New Jersey.
These people saw things.
这些人他们看见了什么
？That brought recovery among us.
在我们中间就带来了复兴。
I'm so grateful for those days.
我实在为那些年日我来感恩。
And I see a generation's gone by.
我看见一代过去了。
And now I'm praying.
现在我在里做这样的一个祷告。
Because the Lord's house is in trouble.
因为神的殿遇到麻烦。
Unless the work of the pastors and the teachers can be done.
除非这些牧师和教师他们的工作能够成功。
Unless the Lord can raise up Nehemiahs and Ezras.
除非神能够兴起像尼希米和以斯拉这样的人。
Then even though the foundations have been laid by the apostles and the prophets.
虽然这些先知和祭司他们已经建立了根基。
The work isn't finished.
这个工作还没有成功。
So the next two nights we're going to share on Nehemiah and Ezra.
下面的两个晚上我们会交通尼希米和以斯拉。
Just to encourage all of you.
来在这里彼此勉励。
That it's our turn.
因为现在轮到我们了。
To take up the cross.
来背起我们的十字架。
To finish what's been started.
来完成了已经开始的工作。
Now I just speak of things on the East Coast.
我只是讲到东汉所发生的事情。
But I'm so glad to come out here and fellowship with you.
但是我实在为了能来到你们中间和你们交通来感恩。
I've heard tremendous testimonies of things that the Lord has done to build His house out here on the West Coast.
我听到神在这个西海岸做了奇妙的工作。
But the Lord just doesn't want His house; He wants His city.
但是神不只是要一个殿，他还要一个城。
And I hope that's a burden for your heart.
我也盼望这成为你们里面的负担。
These are the days where things are pressing upon us.
在这些事情，当这些年日，当事情都来加在我们的身上。
Now, who is the vessel that the Lord can use for these days?
在这些年日，谁可以成为神合用的器皿
？Nehemiah was the next generation.
尼希米又是过了一代的事情。
There must be a next generation after these men who have come along and laid foundations.
在这些人他们建立了根基以后，又过了一代。
Who can the Lord call?
我们的神他可以呼召谁呢
？Who will go for him?
谁会能在他面前去呢
？This is what I want us to think about as we come to the end of this year.
当我们来到今年结束的时候，我愿意每个人都有这样的思想。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we just fellowship.About your great workings, and we see human vessels, but we know it's all you.
主，我们在这里交通到你的工作，我们看见人所做的器皿，但是我们知道都是你的工作。
We see in your wisdom, even as we look at these men that we know.
我们看见在这些人的身上，你显出你的智慧来。
And you choose the weak things to confound the wise.
你来选这些这些软弱的人，来让那些智慧的人来羞愧。
We don't lift up any man here tonight.
我们晚上不是在这里高举每一个人。
But we see that the Spirit of God can work in a yielded vessel.
我们看见是神的灵可以来工作，来使用这些器皿。
Surely, Lord, there are some even here tonight.
一定在今天晚上在这里。
Some who are jealous for your throne.
有些是为你的宝座来热心的。
Some who are guardians for your glory.
有些人为你的荣耀来想做守卫。
Surely there must be some.
一定会有这样的。
Oh Lord, do raise them up in these last days.
主在这末后的日子，你来兴起他们。
Complete the work of the bride.
来做成把做成这个心腹的工作。
We're so thankful for the things that you've done.
我们为你所做的，我们来感谢你。
For our brothers who've gone before us.
我们为这些在我们前面的这些弟兄们感谢你。
In China, in India, in the United States.
在中国、印度和美国。
Now Lord, raise up those who can complete the work.
主，你也兴起那些人可以完成你的工作。
This is our simple prayer.
这是我们简单的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.